Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take in a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, then let it out slowly through your mouth. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. As you continue to breathe in, remember in the opening pages of Scripture, God breathing his very breath of life. His invisible, personal, life-giving presence into the nostrils of the very first human. Remember the words of Jesus as he breathed onto his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." As you breathe in, just allow yourself to be more and more open to God's presence in your life. God's lordship over these moments. As you breathe out, just let go of any tension or anxiety, worries, things outside of this space that you cannot control. Just release those things into the hands of God, the trustworthy hands of your loving Father. As you continue to breathe in and out, just allow God's Spirit to fix your eyes on Jesus. And in your own words, just invite Jesus. Invite the Spirit into this time to have his way. Ask that God would speak to you personally as we meditate on his scripture together. God, we thank you for the gift of this time. Thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Have your way in us, we pray. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In John 15, Jesus speaks to us saying, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit." Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Taking a long, slow, deep breath, and let it out. As we meditate back on this passage of Scripture, keep in mind the reason Jesus uttered these words. He said, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Take a deep breath. And savor that Jesus' joy would be in you, filling you, satisfying you, sustaining you, and through his joy being in you, your joy becoming full. God, would you teach us to posture ourselves in grace, to remain in you in such a way that your joy would be continually poured into us, and that it would fill out our joy. Spirit, give us insight as we continue to abide through your word. Jesus said, "I am the true vine." just ask God to reveal, are there other vines where you seek sustenance? Where you seek satisfaction? Where you seek enjoyment or fulfillment? What are the other vines calling out to you, beckoning you to forsake the true vine for their lesser joys? I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Just ask God to speak to you and reveal areas that he is currently pruning. Rough edges that he's sanding down. Character traits that do not reflect his fruit, that he's refining. Perhaps it's painful. Ask him to help you internalize the reason behind the pruning. That you may bear more fruit. Already you are clean. Because of the word I have spoken to you. God, thank you for making us clean by the word of Jesus. Abide in me. Remain in me. Stay attached to me. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Spirit of God, would you produce your fruit in us, that our actions would demonstrate the reality that you're working internally, that we are your disciples, that we are women and men of faith. Faith in you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Remain in that love. Stay attached to my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Remember, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Would you teach us to abide? Would you show us by the leading of your Spirit how to stay connected to you today? God, what habits, what practices, what rhythms today would help us to remain connected to you, attached to the source of life? God, would you woo us near to yourself? Would you beckon us to abide? And would you show us what that looks like practically today? May we be men and women who abide. Men and women who are attached, who are saturated in your love, who are satisfied in your love. Men and women who are remembering and savoring our first love, the love that you bore, that you birthed in our hearts. Draw us near to yourself today. Do what only you can do. Help us to abide. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.